So my name is Charlene Grahn. I'm a master's student at Washington State University, and today I'm going to be talking about my research on screening the USDA lettuce germplasm for a rapid germination rate under cold conditions to improve baby leaf lettuce production. And I'd like to take just a minute to acknowledge my co-authors who are in the audience, my advisor, Dr. Carol Miles, and Barbara Hillier, the USDA lettuce extension, lettuce germplasm curator. Sorry, my stopwatch just stopped itself. Okay, so just a quick introduction to baby leaf lettuce production. It's a rapidly expanding industry. Production has increased by 200% from 1998 to 2008. And all of this expansion is pretty much happening in California and Arizona, where 94% of the United States lettuce production is happening. And this production is on a very big scale. The crop is planted on 2-meter wide beds at a very high density. Just to give you an idea of the density, I have a photo here. On these beds, there are about 24 to 30 rows of seed on top of each bed, and within the row, the seeds are about 1 centimeter apart. And the rotation on this crop is about 30 days from seeding to harvest time, and it's harvested when the leaves are about 10 centimeters high, when there are 4 true leaves on the plant. And due to the scale of this operation, it's heavily reliant on mechanical planting and harvesting. And just to give you an idea of the scale, here's a photo of what's considered a small mechanical harvester by the industry. Weed management is very challenging for baby leaf lettuce, particularly for organics. Farmers have a couple options before planting. They can obviously plant in their cleanest field following a crop with good weed suppression, and they can also employ the stale seed bed technique in organic systems, which is just shaping the bed and leaving the beds fallow for a week or two for a seed to germinate, and then killing those germinated weed seeds with via flaming, which I have a photo of a bed flamer up here, just creating that stale bed. And post-planting, growers don't really have very many options. They can flame weed again before the crop emerges, but after emergence, really their only option is to remove the weeds via hand weeding, which is very time-consuming and expensive. And this is in stark contrast to head lettuce weed management, which head lettuce is generally planted via transplant, and it's that's advantageous because the crop generally develops a canopy to compete with the weeds much faster, and farmers can cultivate between rows and use weed barriers such as plastic mulch to keep weeds out of the bed. And a problem that I see in the baby leaf head lettuce industry is that production uses cultivars developed for mature heads. The seed companies have only been recently releasing head lettuces that have been bred specifically for baby leaf production. And so far, the priorities of breeders have been to develop attractive leaf shapes and leaf colors in baby leaves like 30 days after planting, and enhancing the post-harvest shelf life, because post-harvest is very difficult for baby leaf greens because the tissue is so young and fragile. And I think this is a missed opportunity to select for phenotypic traits that favor weed competitiveness, like early vigor and rapid stand establishment and a good leaf surface area. And you can kind of get a sense for what I'm talking about. I have a photo of some on-farm trials that were mechanically planted. These are lettuce trials, and this is the planting density that the industry would use. And you can see there's a lot of empty space there for weeds to take advantage of, and the result is something like the photo at the bottom. This is another photo from my trials. This is the crop at harvest, and this is a red variety of lettuce, and you can see there's a lot of green in there, and so all that green is weeds that have to be removed, and a grower would likely just till this crop in because it wouldn't be financially feasible to economically remove all of those weeds out of the crop. Selecting for these phenotypic traits would also help with season extension and expanding the production out of California and Arizona by selecting for lettuce varieties that would do well in low temperatures and low light, saturated soil, like conditions that you generally find in the northern hemisphere, especially in the spring and the fall, which the current growing season in Northwest Washington is from June to August, and this is mostly due to the soil temperatures. Lettuce emergence is very It's a function of the soil temperature. As an example, it takes 10 days for lettuce seed to emerge at 10 degrees Celsius and only 2 to 4 days at 20 degrees Celsius, which 20 degrees is the optimal temperature for lettuce germination. And I have here the soil temperature at 5 centimeters in Skagit County, Washington, which is it's the biggest vegetable producing county in Washington. And you can see that even in the warmer months, we never really get to that 20 degrees Celsius. So the USDA lettuce germplasm collection hasn't currently been evaluated for a germination rate at below optimal temperatures. So we decided to perform that screening ourselves. And what we did was we took 103 different lettuce accessions obtained from the USDA germplasm repository. We took 52 leaf lettuce and 51 cost accessions, which cost is romaine. And we focused on leaf and romaine because these are the lettuce types that are most commonly used for baby leaf production by the industry. And we took 50 seeds of each accession, did 3 replicates of the screening. We took these 50 seeds and put them in germ boxes on saturated anchor paper and placed them in a Hoffman Model SG30 germinator at 5 degrees Celsius, which, if you recall, it's pretty close to the early spring temperatures in Northwest Washington. And we kept these seeds at a 12-12 day-night cycle, and we recorded the number of seeds germinated in each germ box at 7 and 10 days. So we got this protocol from the germ test outlined in the 2012 AOSA Rules for Testing Seeds, the Association of Seed Analysts. And we chose this protocol because it's been shown in previous experiments that performance in the germ test, which their typical germ test is performed at 20 degrees Celsius and they're evaluated at 4 days, it's been shown that their performance in those germ tests is correlated with performance in the field in optimal conditions as well. So we reasoned that if we reduce the temperature of this screening, that we could then predict the performance of the seeds in cold conditions in the open field. And for our definition of what constituted a germinated seed, we also used the AOSA Rules for Testing Seeds definition as well, which says that a seedling has to have a normally developed cotyledon, hypocotyl, and primary root, and it has to be free of necrosis. So for our data analysis, we categorize the data by lettuce type, seed color, because lettuce seed comes in white and dark colors, and of course by individual accession to evaluate the performance of the individual lines. And I'm going to present the data from our 10-day screening because we observed a lack of variation at 10 days. So I transformed this data to comply with the normality assumption. I used the rank transformation to comply with the normality assumption of the ANOVA test, and I performed the ANOVA test in SAS 9.2 PROC GLM. So here are the results for the cost accessions, the percent seed germinated after 7 days at 5 degrees Celsius. And I also show on the graph our commercial standard average, which to come up with this figure, it's about 80% for cost accessions. We screened commercial varieties, Paris Island, Defender, and Coastal Star, and we chose these varieties because they're commonly used for baby leaf production by the industry. And so the average of all of these varieties is 80%, and I think the average for the total accessions was 64%. So you can see that the commercial standard average is higher than the total average. So it seems that traditional breeding has been selecting for this trait somewhat, but you'll also notice that there are 18 different accessions that were higher than this commercial standard average. So there seems to be room for improvement in this trait. And here's the same graph for the leaf lettuce accessions. Again, we have a commercial standard average displayed here. We came up with that by screening commercial varieties Black-Seeded Simpson, Waldman's Green, and Two Star, again, varieties that are commonly used by the industry for baby leaf production. And you can see that we had 10 different accessions in the germplasm repository that we observed to be higher than the commercial standard. And we also noticed that the cost varieties on average had a higher percent germination after 7 days at 5 degrees Celsius than the leaf accessions. And this was determined by a student's t-test. And I just want you to notice cost is it's color-coded as purple and leaf is color-coded as orange. Just keep that in mind for later. And as far as seed color goes, we also noticed a statistically significant difference, but it's a very marginal slight difference that I would think that it probably wouldn't correlate to performance in the field since the difference is so slight. The dark-seeded accessions had an average percent germination after 7 days at 5 degrees Celsius of 61.3%, and the white had a percentage of 59.1%. So to conclude the presentation, we observed that there were significant differences between accessions for the percent germination after 7 days at 5 degrees C. And we also observed that there were 18 different cost accessions and 10 leaf accessions that had a higher percent germination at 5 degrees C after 7 days than our commercial standards for cost and leaf varieties. And here's a list of the top five accessions. And we noticed that I have two orange, that those are the top leaf accessions, and I have three, three of the top five were romaine accessions. So even though we observed a statistically significant difference in performance between the cost and the leaf accessions, the lettuce being of a certain type shouldn't necessarily dictate that it will be a lesser material or a less promising material. And I think the next steps that need to be performed with this material would be to perform the seed vigor tests, which would be similar to the germ test that we performed, except instead of using germination paper, we'd use actual soil medium in the germ boxes. And we would also want to evaluate these accessions in the field to confirm that the performance of the accessions in the germ test is correlated with actual field performance. And I would like to acknowledge Dr. Jingguo Hu, the geneticist at the USDA ARS Germplasm Repository in Pullman, for his cooperation on this project. I'd also like to thank Dr. Lindsay DeToy and her technicians Mike Deary and Barbara Holmes for teaching me the AOSA germ test protocols, which was no small feat, and also Dr. Timothy Miller and his technician Carl Libby for lending me precious germinator space. And, of course, I'd like to thank my funders, the WSU ARC Emerging Research Issues and WSDA Specialty Crop Block Grant Program. And that concludes my presentation, and I have time for two questions or so. Thank you. We only performed the test at 5 degrees Celsius, so I didn't do a baseline at 20 degrees Celsius, no. It was mostly an issue with germinator space.
Now, I guess my question is sort of along the same lines. Lettuce is notoriously variable in seed quality, especially with time after harvest and that sort of thing. Do you have a sense of how uniform the how long it had been since the seed was grown, how well it had been stored, did that variation and those sorts of things contribute to the...
Right. That's a really good question, because seed quality definitely dictates emergence performance quite a lot. And I was lucky enough to have the person who grew the seed herself as a co-author. Barbara grew the seed herself, and so the seed was grown over 2 years in the same exact field, and... she said that the field conditions were very similar between the 2 years. I believe it was 2012 and 2013 that the 103 accessions were grown. So I think the quality of the seed was pretty homogeneous. Okay. So I guess that's it for me. I'm finished about a minute early, so maybe we'll take a short break. Thank you.